This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How you doing?
I'm great. Happy Shador Day to all those that celebrate.
You're wearing the jersey.
Well, today was obvious.
By the way, or you're a big Amari Cooper fan.
Well, and so that's the fun part about this jersey is that this is the jersey for people. Some people, they look at it and be like, oh, the number's wrong. No. This is the original jersey. If you have a 12 Sanders jersey, I almost think you're late to the party.
That's fair. As a matter of fact, what you're saying is when in the event that Shador wins the long-term job at any point, you just know he's getting two back. You just know he's finding a way to get the number two. So this is like basically a long-term hedge bet that at some point he's going to be ending back up at two.
It's a great day. It feels like a great day. You know, it's so funny is that we have so many of these posts online and so many of these conversations online. And for the past 4 or 5 days or so, it felt like any time we did a Shador conversation, you just have an onslaught of people that in a weird way seemed like they were rooting for a Browns quarterback to fail. Browns fans rooting for a Browns quarterback to fail. I got to say, wearing the jersey, it has given me the pep in my step that I needed today because I'm having all sorts of people, whether it's here at the station or whether it's just walking here to work, that are doing the wrist up, that are talking, hey, go Shador, and screaming from across the way. Like, I love it. It says, this is the unifier that Shador Sanders wanted.
There are many ways to gauge what today actually is and like the excitement about today. All right. Again, I'm just Switzerland. I'm actually excited that people are excited about a preseason game, but I have not had this many interview requests from friends in radio since LeBron James had the Cavs in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I've had multiple hits every day of friends being like, I know you work afternoons. Can we pre-record an interview? Can you be on my morning show? I was on two of the three morning shows on the old cluster that I was at in Charlotte because they wanted to get the skinny on Shador Sanders, and they also love me. Who wouldn't? But when they traded for Deshaun, I had a couple hits. When the Browns were in the playoffs, I've had a couple. But this, Guardians in the ALCS, another big moment. I've had at least two calls a day with radio stations, people I don't know reaching out to me. Like, yeah. We've got it.
Well, now's the time.
I don't know how to say this because the stakes really aren't usually this high. It is the most anticipated preseason game in Browns history that I can remember since the Browns came back in 1999 and got absolutely run off the damn field. Actually, no, that's the Pittsburgh game I'm thinking about. So, no. I think it was Browns and Dallas in the preseason opener in 99.
Okay.
And that was like a big to-do. I think this now matches that because there are so many people talking about this game in every single market.
So it's funny how you're like you're talking about the radio hits because I did one last night with my friends in the desert in Vegas. And in between.
Little Joey?
Not Little Joey.
Mikey, two times?
Little Joey adjacent. It's a national show that just happens to take place in Vegas. It is what it is. The point is that so it's my buddy Tim, and we talk in between you go on. Anytime I'm on there, it's the only place you have this where you get to talk to the host before you go on. And so you do catch up. You know, you're like, oh, how's the family? Because I've known him for a million years.
Love that one line.
Yeah. You know, all those little type of things. And then he goes, yeah, I hate to bother you. I know you got to be busy and all this stuff. And he goes, but really? Might be the only time you guys matter this year. And I'm like, little cold, Tim, little cold, but you're not wrong.
So Siciliano, so this is not just based off Nick and Jonathan's radio hits, which have been aplenty this week. And at some point, I just started taking them, like accepting everything, because it just started to amuse me.
Okay.
Like I've been on Portland this week.
You went on Portland?
I went on Portland because you said
I
no
told
to
you
them.
I wasn't going to go on Portland.
Yeah. And
how did that happen?
If you said no, they were going to come to me, and I...
Did they instantly come to you?
They absolutely did.
You didn't tell me this.
Of course I didn't.
Why not?
Like I didn't want to admit that I was your sloppy seconds.
Did you tell Portland you were the sloppy seconds?
Oh, they knew.
Yeah, they knew. Okay.
But I worked even harder for
By
that
the way,
one.
Didn't
I
feel
really
bad
got
about
their
it.
Respect.
I just didn't respond, and I just pretended like I never saw
but
it.
But I was in, oh my gosh.
You can't do all of them.
I didn't even know the market in Wyoming.
I'm impressed that you're doing all of these ones. Because
it was
point
amusing.
In life, I realized you can't do all of them, hence why our friends in Portland, because I hadn't heard of them. I have no relationship to them. I'm like, I just, no.
Oh, next
no.
week, by the way, because I've had multiple people say, can you come back on next week and recap? And
so
I said,
the
absolutely
other part.
Not.
That's the other part
I've
that
said
stinks.
I will not.
Here, okay, I'm not going to make it try to sound any sort of way or whatever, but like, Nick, you do great with those. I like to think I can do a 15-minute radio hit. The problem is that then they're like, oh, this person can talk. Let's get this guy on next week.
He can fill 15 minutes.
And before you know it, all of a sudden, you're like the weekly guy in Buffalo, and you didn't even know how you got there.
Buffalo's fine. It's when the guy in Wyoming's like, hey, can you give me every Tuesday? I'm like, there cannot be that many Browns fans there. I just refuse to believe. And by the way, I don't even know what market he is because I just don't like, I get on 2 seconds before I've gone on and then I do like 7 strong minutes. And then I'm like the recovering attic comedian at the Yuck Yuck Factory. I'm like, got to get out of here. This is a danger zone.
So why I ignored Portland and why I've just really just dialed it back on
you
doing
hate
those. They're not my favorite people.
Got to the truth right. Got to the heart of the matter.
No,
right
I got
there.
No issue with hipsters. Hipsters are fine with me.
Wink, wink.
no problem with hipsters. You guys are great.
Enjoy your tweed jackets.
No, so I used to do some of these in the mornings and such, and I would tie it around. But now that Charlotte's about 2.5 years old, she just won't do it, and she'll be yelling in the background when I do these interviews, and I can't. I have no response. You can hear me being a dad while doing these or attempting to be a dad while doing these. And then it turns into that awkward. We always had like 7 interviews in a row where they're like, I can tell you're busy back there. And I'm like, all right, I'm not doing these anymore.
It's a spin zone. You've got to be like the guy with the grandma on TikTok. The guy who did the dude wipes fail to go viral.
25 million viewers on TikTok he's
got. So basically you just have
wildly popular.
Kids are very trainable. You like give like a spiel on Shador and you read it to her like a bedtime and turn into a game. And so you just become popular. It's like, well, I'd love to give you my take on Shador, but here's my 2-year-old. And then she's like, bah, 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 he stinks. In your case, it'd be, bah, 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 he's great.
I honestly hadn't even accounted for the idea that tonight when I put the game on, she's going to yell at me and want Mickey Mouse on instead.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just going to have to break her heart and say, we watch football in this household.
You have to check her.
Here's the tablet. You'll be okay.
But, so it's not just radio hits that we're measuring the importance of this preseason. It's the excitement of the preseason game. Siciliano sent out the map off of one of the ticketing websites, the cheapest get-in price at Bank of America Stadium. You got to understand, preseason games in Carolina do not sell out. They do not. The interest in preseason football in Carolina is next to nil, other than the die-hardest I'm talking about the P1s of our station down there, WFNZ.
Even the regular games have a hard time.
I wasn't going to say it, but that's also true. The cheapest get-in ticket price tonight at Bank of America Stadium is $50. And it's the worst seat in the house. Like, this is a seat who, if this was not involved, if it was Dylan Gabriel starting into Kenny Pickett and Shador wasn't playing, you might be able to actually get them to pay you to take this seat.
Which is wild. First off, and now I'm having the idea that Baker Mayfield's first game with the Panthers against the Browns to open up the season, another memorable game at Carolina Stadium. Why does Carolina have this Apparently, a lot of memorable Browns moments.
There's something the sports gods really like to put those two teams together.
They put you two, your two cities together in that way.
So.
Like it's there is
some are calling it the Nick Wilson effect.
It might be it. That might be the Schroeder.
No, stop. We did this with objects in the mirror appear closer than they were yesterday.
And that was 6:20, so they let me really think it out. They let me really try to get that.
Not 2:12. We're not doing it.
So we're not going to go down that. But the point is that tonight people have they have a lot of juice for tonight. For sure they should. And if you're a Shador Sanders fan, wouldn't you think, like if you have expendable money, wouldn't you think this is the game to go to? Because you don't know how many more games of these you're promised, and you know he's going to play at least three quarters, potentially into the fourth quarter. Like, this is the one you go to.
So we
don't even know for preseason game two or three if he's going to have this opportunity.
I somewhat jokingly put up the, where are you at with Shador tonight, wrist up or wrist down?
Bader Meinhof.
Now, you got it. Good for you.
Thank you. 30 seconds later. I would not win Jeopardy.
But... So mostly it's like a tongue-in-cheek, like, let's have fun. And there were like three guys like, I'm going to stop listening to you today because of a tweet on social media. It's like even the Shahaters are tuning into this to just be miserable and angry. It's like it's a preseason game.
Here's what
These are never fun.
I can't understand
Just
it.
Enjoy this damn thing.
So that's part of what's been bothering me so much all week long, is that idea that there's been so many Browns fans that just want to yell about the idea that you want a Browns quarterback to do well. Why is that such an issue? If I were to try to explain it to somebody, like one of my national media friends, be like, some people just don't like me right now because I really like Shador Sanders. I like the Browns quarterback, and I want the Browns quarterback to have success. They'd be like, in what world is that a thing that exists? How is that possible? Oh, local sports broadcaster roots for the local team's quarterback to do well. Groundbreaking news at 11?
Daniel Oyafusi.
That should be like the obvious
ESPN
play.
Browns reporter coming up at 2:40. We got quick hits at 3:40. Daryl Ryder going to be joining us on the hour leading into Browns-Panthers, a game you're going to hear right here. We're going to go live down to the booth at 6:50. I might be misleading you. The show's over at 6:50 because we're going to the game a little bit early here tonight. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Can you think of a bigger preseason game for the Browns since 1999? Because I will admit, I've tried to think of another preseason game that had buzz to it on any level and couldn't think of it, and Jonathan is going to tell us why tonight is important to the narrative around Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You can tell the excitement, can you not? Like, I am jonesing right now.
You are very, it's not just you, though, man. Like, the amount of people that have, in one way or another, been like, I'm excited to see Shador. And by the way, they're not people necessarily all rooting for Shador. There are some people look at tonight as a way of being like, if he stinks, I get to not talk about him for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But there is some validity to that.
No, that exists. It definitely exists. But those people have been tampered down today, as if it's almost like a... You know how people get annoyed? So my wife is Jewish, and sometimes when it becomes Christmas season, she's like, it's been 3 months of Christmas songs. She's just kind of had enough of it by the time you get to December 25th. But on December 25th, doesn't say a word. She's like, that's your day. You know what? Like, you get that. You enjoy it as much as you want. I'm not going to comment on trees, on lights, on anything. Like, that's your day. You made it to your day. And I feel like the people that have been frustrated with the Shador Sanders conversation, they've understood the moment. They're like, let's take a back seat today. Let's let this one for the Shafans out there, and let's have ourselves a good time.
It's the Shahive. And here's the thing. Those people have not migrated off my TikTok, at Nick Wilson says, TikTok, or my Twitter feed, because there are people who are just like being the Grinch who stole Shadormus here.
I mean, today has been a great day in a understanding from Browns fans.
Is it just that they're avoiding
that
you?
This is maybe
they
I don't know.
They can't dim
Listen,
your hopes.
When you put out that poll about wrist up or wrist down,
yeah,
and whichever direction, what are you rooting for with Shador? First off, was I surprised it'd be like 88% in wrist up in Shador Sanders' favor? Yeah, a little bit. But I know if I did, like a week ago, if I responded with the gif of Shador Sanders with the wrist up the way that I did today on your tweet, I would have got some hate. There would have been people commenting, you're just always on his jock strap, JP. You're just this and that. And you know what? Today, People are letting me have it.
So why?
People are just like, okay, enjoy today.
Why is tonight important to the narrative around Shador?
So honestly, this is something that Lima is the inspiration for this one.
Ooh.
Because Lima, earlier today, it was like a, maybe it was like a 15 or 20 second moment where Lima, you said, he went on this whole thing about how like flip-flopping is okay when you get new information and everything else, right?
Okay.
And he said that's flip-flop.
That is a way to frame it there,
he
Morning Boys.
He legitimately said flip-flop, but he forgot the point. He forgot the whole point about why we got angry with flip-flopping in the draft conversation and leading up to the draft was the idea that Shador Sanders hadn't played any games. Like on January 4th, you could have made a proclamation about Shador Sanders if you had watched enough college football to be able to say what you think or what you don't think about Shador Sanders. Everything else is just white noise. And the difference here and why tonight is important is that I feel like the people that have supported Shador the entire stretch have been hit with this criticism of, oh, you were just wrong. He's a fifth round pick. He's not nearly as good as you think. No. We haven't seen him play any games. Tonight is the first time in 8 months we've seen him actually play 11-on-11 football, and that's where we can start to actually figure out what Shador Sanders is at this level.
I wonder, though, are those same people, if they don't like, you know me, I'm just Switzerland. I want what is ever best for the Cleveland Browns, all right? And not just that. What is going to make the most entertaining, potentially 3-14 season? I want this to be the most competitive 3-14 team. They could be 5-12, by the way, but I want them to be competitive. So, to me, the purity of the quarterback kerfuffle has really mattered. But there are people who have just decided they don't like Shador for whatever reason. So there's a part of me that thinks there will be some sort of a moving goalpost of, yeah, okay, he played well. Let's do the 300 yards, three touchdowns, no INTs, perfect game managing. It's a preseason game.
Bound to happen. If he plays great, there's going to be enough people out there that have that rhetoric and go with that statement, but we'll know the difference. We'll know the difference in whether or not what we see out there tonight is something that is tangible and real, or whether or not it works both ways. If he looks bad, I don't want the people to turn around and say, well, he wasn't given a chance, didn't have a right opportunity, and it's just a preseason game. Browns don't even care about these preseason games.
All right, our guy Albert Breer was commenting on a video by the Morning Boys where I think it was, I can't remember if it was the Joe Thomas one or just a conversation that maybe Ken was having about Shador and, you know, getting the fair chance and all that.
Yeah, they had one go very viral, by the way. Good job
Albert,
by them.
Albert quote tweeted it and said, you know, nobody in Indianapolis is talking this way about Riley Leonard. Nobody in Seattle is clamoring for Jalen Milroe. And I guess my point was, because they're not Shador and it's not this quarterback room specifically, where if you stand for Joe Flacco, I get it. I don't think Dylan Gabriel's a starting NFL quarterback, but if you stand for Dylan Gabriel because he's their third round pick and you want to see some, I get it. I really don't get the Kenny Pickett thing at all. But he's a Browns quarterback. If you support Kenny Pickett, I understand your right to have suddenly take some position that Pittsburgh failed him despite winning in spite of him.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Shador. Like, it's just weird that there's. I really hope this year would be a year where we didn't have the Deshaun wars or the Sashi wars or the Baker wars or whatever little trivialized, tribalized fights that we've had.
Yeah, good luck with
and
that.
And we're starting to have that. And I'm like, guys, stop being nasty to each other on social media. It's Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders, all of whom could be replaced in 6 months.
Well, I like your sentiment on it. Like, don't be nasty to each other. But there is. There's always going to be enough of a war between the Shador Sanders supporters and the Shador Sanders detractors. My problem is, for people like myself that just want to see the Browns have a great quarterback, and if Shador Sanders ends up being that, why can't we celebrate it? Why is it such a problem?
Also, here's the thing. You and I'm going to continue to say this. I don't think Dylan Gabriel is a starting quarterback in the NFL. And when you draft a guy in the late third round, when there are other starters on the board, and by the way, what was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Consider weak draft. Like, I think the kid from William and Mary, Charles Grant, I think he's going to start even if it's not this year. There's a couple other kids who were drafted right after him. At the same point, if he's the guy that gets the rabbit out of the hat first, okay, let's do this.
Yeah, great. I would more than welcome the idea if Dylan Gabriel ends up being the second best short quarterback of all time. I'm like, great, awesome. We got two. Historically,
and by the way,
we got two.
Short kings in Cleveland, great. You deserve this one.
Yeah, prop him up. Oh, geez.
I've gotten Joe Flacco. Right? Joe Flacco's
like
a statue of a man.
And then, that came
short kings, this one's for you if it happens. It's not going to happen. But if it does happen, good for you.
It's these shoes!
Good for you. You almost did like a Buckaroo thing.
I know, I did. It was not great. I was not talking down to you, although yeah. I am talking down to you.
And no one can ever really say we've done anything but make a lot of short jokes.
Well, yeah.
Like, if the show, like, other shows try to take the high road on this and be like, we don't make short jokes.
And by the way, it's
we've
fake.
Made a lot. We've made
it's,
a lot of short jokes.
It's phony. Oh, because those the second that anybody, any one of these quarterbacks stink and it's proven, they'll flip on those guys on a dime.
Well, so that's the other side of this that I want to bring up, too. Like, everyone's like, oh, Jonathan, we hate the idea that you go so hard in the paint for Shedeur Sanders. We wish it didn't. It's like, oh, so would you just like not to, you'd like to just not know where I stand? Would you care for that a little bit more? Would you just like if I just didn't have an opinion ever?
All right, but this is
that really what you want
so
out of this?
This is where the conversation is, and it's headlined by tonight. When I've said I think your quarterback's, you know, coming in 2026, people get pissed. Not necessarily just at me, although some of them do, because it's like, oh, what's this year about? It's like same thing it was for the Denver Broncos when they knew they were going to move around from Russell Wilson. And by the way, by holding him hostage, by threatening to take his job away from him if he didn't accept a pay cut, they basically sabotaged their ability to make the playoffs that year. Yeah, something like that. Or something like every team that goes through transition years. Like, guys, yeah, this year might be the bridge to 2026.
We called it the poison pill for 5 months now.
And the best case scenario still is Shedeur or Dylan or Kenny Pickett doing the unthinkable and grabbing this job, but it doesn't mean it's going to be the most likely thing to happen. And there, so this is, you know what? I'm going to do the Paul Dolan now. And this is going to be very unpopular.
Enjoy him?
No, enjoy the ride. Because this thing is going to be a app. This is going to be a roller coaster that would like be the best ride at Cedar Point. There's going to be some incredible highs, maybe in the preseason, and a lot of lows. Like, this thing has to play out, and that starts with a quarterback kerfuffle. Like, you can't be jaded about this thing going into preseason game number one, because right now is just when the whole thing's ramping up.
And there's an acknowledgement, too, that preseason night one, the way the eyeballs of the NFL world are on us tonight, it might be some of the most attention we have all season long.
Yeah. Let's go with Alfonso. I know he wants to get in here. Alfonso, get it in, buddy.
Guys, it's going to be a great game tonight for my boy Shador Sanders. I'm telling you that right now. Write this down right now. Write it down. Shador Sanders will have 6 total touchdowns in this game tonight. I'm telling you that right now.
All right. We have it on the Odyssey Rewind. You know, we don't have to write it down. We got you. Noted. Thank you, Alfonso.
You can tweet it too, by the way, if you want to. I feel like you didn't have the proper reaction to that. I feel like that's a moment. I can't, as Switzerland, I can't hoop and holler at that, right? But as part of the Shahive,
maybe it would have caught me off guard if I didn't know that Alfonso was a big Shador Sanders guy. Like, if it was somebody that it was like, I don't know, Tom and...
So you need one of the flip-floppers from the morning show to get that in here?
That would be really nice, by the way.
Lyman just called in and was like, I gotta say it, 4 tutties. The 350 yards you'd hoop and holler for that?
Hell yeah, I would.
Is it hoop and
holler?
You may
have another 2 months left.
Is it whoop and holler? I don't know.
Either one worked.
Objects in the mirror. Jack in Concord, you got 35 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I think you are overstating this whole thing, first of all.
How dare
you? I'm not a hater, okay?
You have to preface
that's
it that
the
way.
First thing a hater says.
I think trying to compare him to the debut of LeBron James is really
who did
over
that?
The top.
Nobody did that.
Yes, you did. You did earlier.
No, we didn't.
Check your.
Yes, what show? What show were you listening to that did that?
We said the preseason game, Browns preseason.
LeBron never came up.
You go back and listen to the first few minutes of your show.
We don't have to. One that started at 2 o'clock.
We don't have to. We said it.
Let me get something else in.
That's what she said.
I think that if Shador Sanders didn't play football for his father, who was a media sensation, we wouldn't be having this conversation at all. Nobody'd be having this conversation. It was his father that put him out front, that made him basically what he is. But I don't think he would have been as popular as you're making him out to be if he didn't go to Colorado and play for his father.
You know, Jack, there are people in Colorado, by the way, that think that Deion put Shador in an awful situation, all things considered, because he babied him in many respects, and he didn't get him ready for the pros. He got him ready to win college football games, and he didn't necessarily get him ready for the pros in the way that some people would have wanted.
I bet you Jack is real fun at parties. No offense, Jack. You seem real fun. 216-474-0092. How important is tonight to the narratives around Shador? Daniel Oyafusi joins us, ESPN Browns reporter. He'll set the bar for Shador tonight and the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Our next guest on the Fan Hotline is the ESPN Browns reporter, the great Daniel Oyafusi joins us now. Daniel, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's always great to have you. I guess we'll start with Shador. Seems like the place to. What's the bar for Shador tonight in your eyes?
For me, it's not too high. It's pretty normal. It's the first preseason game, so you don't expect everything to be perfect, but you just want him to go in there and to really operate the offense as best he can, run it, make sure everybody can get lined up properly, and just transfer over the things that he's done from practice into the game settings. Again, it's not going to be perfect. There are going to be some issues across the offensive line, maybe guys not in the right spots, but for me, I don't want him to do anything more than he has to do, which is operate the offense and show the accuracy and the position that we've seen through a lot of these training camp practices.
Hey, does Shador have more to gain or lose tonight?
I would say he has more to gain because, I mean, he's starting at fourth on the depth chart. Like, it's not like he's going to get cut if he has a bad game tomorrow. But, you know, I think that with a really good showing, if he has a big game tonight, I can only imagine what the next week is going to be on the radio, across the national media. Like, there's going to be real conversations and real discussions about, hey, like, have the Browns handle this properly and should he be getting more of an opportunity? So I think that this is a golden opportunity for him to play most of this game and to show what he has and show that, like, hey, he should be firmly in this quarterback competition. Because obviously the way the reps and the practice snaps have been kind of divvied up, he hasn't really been a priority in this competition to this date.
This is going to be a topic we have later in the show, but I'm just going to ask you the question and see how you take it. Is a mediocre performance from Shador tonight the actual worst outcome out of this if you're the Browns?
I wouldn't say so because, again, I don't think that he's necessarily been a priority in this quarterback competition. He's been QB4 on this depth chart. He's gotten the fewest reps out of all these guys when healthy. So if he has a bad game, if he has a mediocre game, obviously you'd like to see him put his best foot forward. But if he struggles a bit, okay, you go back to the drawing board. There's a lot of stuff that you can correct in film study and just keep on going from there. If anything, it's almost like free money right now. Like, you're just kind of rolling with the opportunity. But if it's a bad game and you just keep on kind of handling him like the developmental prospect that they've kind of, you know, looked at him as.
No, Daniel, we know obviously that Stefanski said yesterday he's going to play about 50 snaps or so. We don't know how many of that is going to be passes. But if we look at the passes, let's say it's 18 to 25, somewhere in that range. Are you expecting him to be able to throw the ball deep? Are you expecting short routes? What are the expectations for how this offense will look under Shador?
I mean, again, I want him to play within the flow of the offense, not force anything. But I will say, like, when we're at those training camp practices, he's taking his chances and he's letting the ball fly a little bit. So I think we're going to see that a little bit again. I want him to play within the flow of the offense, and really with a backup and a third string offensive line, that means sometimes, hey, maybe you're going to have to check it down. You're going to have to get to your check down a little bit quicker and maybe not allow these plays to develop, as long as they'd like. But just play within the offense. Like, he doesn't have to do anything out of his nature. He doesn't have to put on a cape for the first preseason game. You know, it's they're keeping the plays vanilla and pretty simple anyway. So I wouldn't expect anything too crazy.
Daniel, looking back to the joint practices, I think the sentiment we got, so I want to see if you agree with this, is that the Panthers defense or the Panthers first team offense was just a touch better than the Browns first team offense. Is that how you saw it?
I mean, I will say, like, you know, I had my eyes most on the Browns offense, but they're working on dual fields right next to each other. So whenever I look over, like, the Panthers got a lot of red zone work in specifically. So it's like when you're doing like red zone goal to goal, like, you're a little bit closer to the end zone, it might not look as favorably on that defense. They made their share of plays. The Browns defense made their share of plays. I'm not trying to like make excuses or anything, but it's like, you know, Greg Newsom's not out there. You know, they're kind of throwing some of their backup cornerbacks in there and rotating guys in. I wouldn't make too much of it. Like, it's joint practices. Like, both teams get the better of each other. And I don't think, you know, anybody was crowned a champion or crowned the worst team in the league just off the strength of one joint practice for an hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Players are you looking forward to watching tonight?
Really, like all the guys, all members of the rookie draft class. So, you know, Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger being kind of in the spine of that defense. I want to see them make a couple plays for as long as they're out there. Harold Fannin, Dylan Sampson, just make a couple plays that you know, lead me to believe that like they can contribute as much as, you know, the Browns are probably going to need them to. You know, they don't need to be stars and, you know, be all over the field, but just leave us with a play or two that you know, kind of show us those traits that led us to believe that they can contribute kind of early on.
So big picture, obviously we're talking a lot of Shador because today is his first start. Beyond Shador, what interests you most about this game?
What interests me most about this game is seeing a lot of the young guys on defense who I think are going to have to step into bigger roles. Again, we're expecting most of the starters to sit out. You know, obviously Miles, Denzel, Jerry Jeudy, those guys aren't going to be out there. But, you know, whether it's Isaiah McGuire, maybe Alex Wright, or I'm not sure if Ronnie Hickman is going to be out there. But if so, he's a guy that's expected to step into a full-time role and be a real playmaker. If those guys are out there, I'm really excited to see how some of these key defensive guys step in, because remember there's a bit of turnover on this defense from JOK and Jordan Hicks retiring and Martin Emerson being out. So even, you know, a Cam Mitchell, a Miles Harden, like I want to see some of those guys who are going to be expected to play significant roles. I want to see them kind of hold their own and make some plays while they're out there.
So with that, we've talked a lot about the defense and this has to be the backbone of the thing, right? And so I was thinking about this earlier, about the difference between, like, if they have the 12th best defense and the 5th best defense. Do you think that this Browns defense across 18 weeks has to be a top 5 defense or better for this Browns plan to succeed?
I think so, just because there's just so many question marks on the offensive side of the ball. And if I'm assuming Joe's probably going to start week one and be the starter to begin this season. If he's out there and he somehow recaptures, you know, that 2023 magic, that's great. But even Joe said, like, hey, like I'm not like shooting for that. Like, I'm just, it's a new season. You can't really bank on that. And with all the questions about the offensive line and the quarterback and if they have enough playmakers, this defense is really going to have to hold it down and really, really lead the way. Not only as a unit that doesn't give up a lot of points, but a unit that turns the ball over a lot more than they did last year. They're definitely going to need that for the Browns to be, you know, very competitive with all the question marks on offense.
You know, with the latest on Judkins that came out just yesterday, I can't possibly ask you what you think the timeline is or what the expectation is, but how do the Browns continue to approach this? It's such an odd situation.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of they're kind of it's really a wait and see situation again. You know, obviously he waived his right to a speedy trial, which means that the start of that trial could be pushed out to 2026. I don't know that it necessarily means that it is going to be pushed out that far. If anything, it gives, you know, the prosecution more time to look into things and just gives everyone more time to kind of assess the matter. So I don't want to like look too much into that, although, you know, it did happen. But it really is a wait and see approach. You know, again, Andrew Berry said that the framework of the deal is pretty much in place with the second round picks getting more guaranteed money. Jimmy Haslam said he was cautiously optimistic that Judkins would play at some point this season. But they really have to just wait and see how and when this matter gets resolved before moving forward.
Daniel Oyafushi, ESPN Browns reporter on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and JP as we got preseason game number one coming up tonight on this station, Browns-Panthers, right around the 7 o'clock start there. So I do want to know, though, in terms of each one of the four quarterbacks, what percentage chance would you give each one of those quarterbacks to start week one for the Browns?
I mean, me personally, I'd say Joe is definitely the leader right now, the overwhelming leader. He's taken most of the first team reps, and I know Kevin said he was hopeful that Kenny would be able to come back for next week, but even so, I feel like it's a bit too much of a hill to climb for him to make up all that time lost. I'd say Joe 75%, Kenny 15%, Dylan, I'm not really good at math, you know, 8%, and then I guess that leaves Shador with like a 2% chance. And I mean, who knows, that the numbers can change a lot depending on tonight, but I think Joe is definitely the overwhelming favorite to start week one.
With Kenny, is it just because of the injury and the time he lost there because he's been sidelined?
I think so. And again, I know Tommy Reese and Kevin said that he's still right in there, but I mean, hey, you gotta, your availability is your, you know, your best ability is your availability. And it's just not a lot to go off of outside of, you know, 1 week of practice, which they said was really good. But Joe's been in there getting camaraderie, rapport with those guys. And I think it'd be tough for Kenny to make up that difference in an offense that, you know, he's still figuring out and getting more comfortable in.
All right, so this brings us to a little bit more of a bigger picture question. We've been asking a fair amount of our guests to just, you know, rank the four AFC North teams as they see them going into the season. How do you think that that plays out?
Yeah, I mean, definitely would put the Ravens at one. I think, you know, obviously they're Super Bowl contenders. I think they're going to have a really strong roster. Again, it's just a matter of what they do in the postseason and whether they can, you know, keep that regular season play into the postseason. Number two, I'd probably put the Bengals. I mean, their defense has nowhere to go but up, but it looks like Tanner McKee kind of lit them up last night. So, I mean, who knows? But it's just like, I just have a hard time believing their defense is going to be like as bad as it was last year, that bad. And then you have Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, those guys. I put them at two. The Steelers, I'll put them at three. I know they brought a lot of big names, obviously led by Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know if it's going to gel together like maybe they hope. I mean, they'll be right around 9 wins like they always are, but I'm not sure if they're a real Super Bowl contender. And then obviously, you know, I'm putting the Browns at four, and the quarterback situation in that position is just the big X factor. Like, how much can they get from that position? I feel like it's such a low bar from last year, but they can get, you know, a little bit more consistent play. I think they can be fairly competitive, but I just don't think they have enough, you know, firepower at the top, enough depth to really keep up with some of the best teams in the AFC.
Daniel, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you down the road and enjoy the Super Bowl tonight.
All right, most definitely.
Thank you so much. He wanted to laugh. ESPN Browns reporter Daniel Oyafusi on the Fan Hotline. Wasn't sure what to do with it. That's fine. We're going to react to what Daniel had to say about tonight and about the quarterback battle and the open-mindedness required for the Browns quarterback situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.